but there's no Earth.
Oh, okay.
Earth was gone. In its place were several life spheres, as they call them. Huge spheres, transparent spheres with a ball inside of it that looked something like Earth. And they were floating around the area of where Earth used to be, which really confused the astronauts. Like, are these from Earth? Are they human? Or anyways, they were able to communicate through some sort of a frequency. And one of the craft, Cronus, was brought in, Cronus 3 was brought into one of these life spheres. I believe he said they directed him into a point to get into the sphere.
Ah.
And once they were into the sphere, then they went and landed at a location. And he didn't go into great details of how they landed.
Okay, so they opened up like a window for them to just kind of fly through.
Opened a window, and they brought the craft in somehow. And now... the problem, again, as we talked about earlier, about 4,000 years, this is 80,000 years into the future. The English language is totally different. And so there was an incredible problem with the communications with our own species, humans, because not only did our technology advance, the language advanced because of the technological wording explaining the newer technology 80,000 years in. You can't even imagine 80,000 years in the future. But they were able to communicate crudely with their earthlings of 80,000 years into the future. They, again, recognized Cronus 3 as being from the past.
Okay.
And I don't know how they did that. Maybe there was some sort of a transponder that even though it was 80,000 years into the future, they still knew that craft was human. Anyways, they were welcomed in. They stayed a time period, not fully understanding what was explained to them until the advanced civilization brought someone in to talk to our astronauts that came down, more down to our level of understanding their language 80,000 years into the future.
Let's just back up a little bit. So these life spheres, you mentioned there was like an Earth inside of it. So is it a container around a planet? Or no, there's no planet. It's completely artificial.
Well, they think it was artificial. There was a planet, and then the sphere on the outside was their environmental control.
Okay.
The planet was living inside the sphere that, and it was referred to me as a life sphere.
Life sphere is
something that is containing life. It was a huge sphere. I mean, not quite as big as he said, not quite as big as Earth.
Okay.
But enough to hold people. And there's obviously some form of gravity inside that sphere because the people were living on the planet, not up like they were 4,000 years into the future. I think it was later determined either with the conversation or what was recorded and translated after they got back, they had foreseen something that happened to Earth.
Okay.
And they built these life spheres to transfer the population of Earth into these spheres. And he said there were a number of them. He didn't give an exact number, 5, 6, 7. He said there were a number of them floating around where Earth would have been.
God, that's so fascinating. Okay. So they enter the sphere. They go down to the planet portion of it. They're there. First thing I want to know is, what did the humans look like 80,000 years into the future?